to just let it be. I'm alright. Don't nobody worry about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Well, all right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on a pair of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as KSBT 97.1 FM here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. You know, I know that we've got some gray, cold, cloudy, rainy, snowy days ahead in the next 30, maybe 60. You never know about March ahead. But today is a beautiful day. The Pebble Beach Golf Tournament starts today, one of the highlights of my year. I watch all four rounds, and I just love that place. And then I was so excited about it this morning. I went out to the Elks Club and bought my season pass. And if I've done that, you know, spring is not too far away. So all you Elks members, or even non-member, I guess I don't know if the non-members get early bird passes. I know the members do. You have to do it before the end of February. So it's one way to make you feel like spring is right around the corner is get your golf pass.
In North Idaho, Bob, we don't look at Punxsutawney Pete. We look at Bob Whitty buying the golf pass, and that's how it's done in North Idaho.
I don't even know who's that's talking, but thank you, God, I guess. It is North Idaho Thursday, and we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly segment with our good friends from Bonner General Health. Today, we'll welcome back a couple of people that are no strangers to this program: Daniel Holland, the BGH Director of Diagnostic Imaging, and Kristen Carlson, the BGH Marketing Specialist. And we'll be talking about all the latest going on there. Of course, HeartBall is this weekend, and just all the latest in Daniel's department. We'll be chatting with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and find out what's on the schedule for the Senior and Daybreak Centers for February. But before we get to all that, a couple of announcements. The Suzuki String Academy invites you to partake in auditions for the performance of The Sound of Music. The auditions are happening tomorrow at the Academy, 1033 Baldy Mountain Road. They'll be casting musicians, singers, and performers ages 8 through adult. It's The Sound of Music, so you kind of know what they need. So they want you to prepare a monologue or dialogue or a well-prepared song for a 3-minute audition. You can sign up at SuzukiStringAcademy.com. The performance will be held in June in Farman Park. So look forward to that. Let's see, what else is going on? Well, Pat, our booth announcer, just mentioned that the spring and stuff and Foxani Phil, whatever that rodent's name is. Anyway, today's Groundhog's Day, and you know what that means in Sandpoint, that the Follies tickets are on sale as of today. They don't last long. So, of course, if you don't know what The Follies is, it's a politically incorrect adult variety show, not for the easily offended. Adult variety show, must be over 21. You can purchase tickets. Let's see. They're on sale now. Oh, you can purchase tickets online at eventbrite.com or in person at iCarts. So you better get them now. They're $30. The VIP ticket is 50. There's a very limited number of those. So check that out. It's a great benefit for the Angels over Sandpoint, the annual Follies, which is Friday, March 3rd, and Saturday, March 4th. So they went on sale today. Live music tomorrow. Enjoy rock, electronic, romantic, and pop music from Michael, Bridget, and Jordan Lewis, also known as One Street Over. They'll be playing at the Pondere Winery. Go to powine.com for more info. You're also invited to POAC's free Joyce Dillon Studio Art Show in the Music Conservatory Hall on Friday from 5 to 7. A fun night of art demonstrations by Joyce and other teachers. There's music, champagne, birthday cake, and free class raffles. That's happening tomorrow evening. Also, Arthur and the Gang with Bright Moments Jazz are playing tomorrow at Barrel 33.
one of the newest wine tasting places in Sandpoint, Barrel 33 on First Avenue. Clark Fork Chaos Market is a Saturday. What happens when you mix a flea market, a farmer's market, and a craft fair? Well, you get the Clark Fork Chaos Market, a monthly gathering, first Saturday of every month from 10 to 3 for folks to show off and sell their creations. So, yeah, that's happening at the Clark Fork Filling Station, 1108 First Avenue, of course. That is Saturday from 10 until 3. Bright Moments Jazz are back at it at the back door on Saturday evening, 7 to 9. There's live music with Carrie Lee at Connie's Saturday from 7 to 9. Of course, the Heart Ball is Saturday. We'll talk more about that with Christian and Daniel here in a moment. And these guys were in the studio with us yesterday, David Raitt and the Baja Boogie Band, with special guest Peter Rivera, are playing Saturday night at the Heartwood Center. Now, over the years, they've come here about once a year, or maybe every the other year, played at the Panada. So note, this one's at the Heartwood Center, former St. Joseph's Catholic Church, the old one, 615 Oak Street. That is from 7 to 10. I guarantee that will sell out, so go online and look it up. David Raitt and the Baja Boogie Band with Peter Rivera. Bring your dancing shoes for that one. It is Saturday night. Also Saturday night, Cobra Jet playing at the Sandpoint Eagles Club. Music starts at 8, ends whenever it ends. And on Sunday, Brian Jacobs will be at the Ponderé Winery Sunday evening from 5 until 8. So lots going on this week and a weekend. So no excuse not to, I mean, there's no football this weekend, right? College is all over. The NFL takes this week off before what I hope is not too boring of a Super Bowl next week. Anyway, so get outside and get out of the house and just do something fun. We are going to be talking with folks from BGH here in a moment. We have the Sandpoint Senior Center in about 20 minutes, and we'll be right back with all of that.
White Mountain Chain and Bonner's Ferry, serving the mining, oil, logging, and trucking industries. They offer services for on-road, off-road, snow removal, ATVs, and recreation vehicles. White Mountain Chain provides the safest trig chains available, serving North Idaho for over 30 years. Let White Mountain Chain give you the safety that only high-quality chains can give. WhiteMountainChain.com. White Mountain Chain. Bonner's Ferry, Idaho.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderé. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you like for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here, so they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know, like, you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe, they are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho. Thursday, I'm Bob Witte, along with you, joined by Daniel Holland and Kristen Carlson from Bonner General Health. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Yeah, and a beautiful sunny day.
Like it
I was trying to say, in the, you know, look at the bright side. I know we've got some dark, cold days ahead, but spring is right around the corner. I can feel it. Anyway, Daniel, you are the director of diagnostic imaging. Been on the show lots of times in the last couple of years, and I really appreciate that. Fortunately, we're past when you were running the vaccine clinic.
Yes.
2 years ago. Those were different times.
They were. They were.
You did a great job, and now you're back to your regular job. What's happening in your department?
Man, we, you know, 2022 was a huge year for imaging. We were able to really expand the infrastructure that we have in a couple different key areas. The first is in trauma radiology, which our heart ball from 2022 funded a new x-ray room, and that was installed and put in and up and running to start the new year. And trauma radiology, it's not to get into too much strict detail, but we really want to be able to work around the patient versus have the patient work around us. Gotcha. So let's say you were, hurt your knee, but you were still walking and talking and you decided to come in and get x-rays. We would have you up on the table, have you rolling around, moving in different planes so that we can open up different joint spaces, look at different bones in specific profiles. But if you were up on the mountain and you broke your tibia, fractured your kneecap, something like that, we don't want you moving around. We want you to stay as stationary as possible and to be able to have an x-ray room that we can bring you into, and the tube head and the cassette that actually picks up the x-rays, that we can move around you to keep you as stationary as possible to protect the integrity of whatever injury that you have. So that required technological advancements that we didn't have in a particular spot in Bonner General, as well as really a change in the actual physical layout of the space. And 2022 HeartBall was able to provide us with the means in order to do that. And it's had a fairly huge impact on the quality and the efficiency of care, especially in relation to those really time-sensitive emergency-type issues. So that's the first one. Second one was, we put in a second CT scanner in the fourth quarter last year, and that was a really big push with a lot of other community partners that helped fund that, whether it was the Sunderland Foundation or MJ Murdoch Trust. They both provided a great deal of support financially so that we could facilitate that. And that has, I'm not sure, other than maybe the heart ball this year that we'll talk about here shortly. But I'm not sure there's been something that we've done for sure within imaging, but maybe even in the hospital that has as large of an impact on emergency care kind of within North Idaho. So being a one CT town for basically since the early 2000s, we've seen so much growth. And to be able to balance the ED, the inpatients, the outpatients, it's all grown, and there's only so much table time. And we're getting to a spot where the reality was, if you had a stroke and you came in, if you had a major trauma, that there's a chance somebody's already on that table that you need. And we want to get you from that ambulance onto that CT table, especially when you're having early onset stroke symptoms, within minutes. That's the goal. And we were able to now have a dedicated scanner that's set aside for ED patients.
How often is that being utilized, where you actually have a second patient that needs it?
A lot. We are at that spot. The ED is busy. They're busy pretty much all the time. And so to be able to make sure that their needs are met in as critical time as possible is incredibly important. But the other piece too, our outpatient volume is just growing. We have more people here. They need care. More people on the mountain. We have a large population of people that are, you know, going through cancer treatments, who need survey studies, who need follow-ups. And being able to open up access to those people is incredible. We're able to, with the second scanner, we're able to easily double our outpatient volume of what we can handle per day right now. And we have some means to double it one more time with a couple different pieces of infrastructure put in place. So we're trying to look to the future, really trying to look at where we are now and everything that we do to plan for 3-5 years of where we could be.
Yeah, that's great. As you said, that was funded by last year's Heart Ball, which, you know, was always an in-person thing. And then the last, I think you had it 3 years ago, and then COVID hit, as I recall. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 years they've been online, mm-hmm. and been scary, especially if the first one going into it is like,
yep,
we need this money, and mm-hmm. it actually was more.
Yep.
So they've been very successful, but this year you get to go back to in person. We'll talk about that in a second. But with this one that's happening this weekend with money raised there, is there something dedicated to that already?
Yes. So we are funding a second mammography machine for Bonner General. The other project that we did last year was we renovated a 3,000 square foot area of our health services building to kind of build out the infrastructure for ultrasound as well as mammography. And part of that planning was that we had a dedicated space that's wired and ready to go. We're just waiting for a second machine to drop in. So that's what HeartBall this weekend will be funding.
Well, that's great. So Kristen Carlson is with us, marketing specialist with BGH, and she shows up on the show often and says, I'm not going to talk.
Daniel's doing great. I could probably say nothing.
He has been doing great. But how are ways people can support and donate to the MAMO cause?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be back in person. It sold out really quickly, which was, just tells you people are excited to gather and get dressed up and support causes. You know,
and see other people again.
Exactly. So it did sell out pretty quickly, but you can still support the cause. You know, we're hoping to raise enough money to cover a big chunk of the mammography machine. But you can still give on bonnergeneral.org/foundation if you are so inclined. But the cool thing about the foundation right now is there are other opportunities to support, and they're doing more events and more fundraisers, and there's other things coming up this year that are going to give people opportunities to participate beyond just the Heart Ball, because we can't all be at the Heart Ball.
Yeah.
Including maybe next year adding a virtual component again.
I was just going to ask, is that a possibility?
Yeah, we talked about it a lot this year, but it really is like having two events at once, because it doesn't seem like it takes a lot to pull off a virtual event, but it does behind the scenes. But it was really cool to see, you know, more employees, more community members participate in that virtual capacity that, you know, maybe don't have the means to buy the ticket and support, but maybe they want to give a little bit of money.
Or they're susceptible and they just don't want to be in public.
Yet. Right. Exactly. So we're looking at that for next year, but there'll also be another 5K at the end of the summer with opportunities to give. But again, if you're passionate about mammography, and a lot of people are, I've heard Daniel say a few times that pretty much everyone is affected by breast cancer, whether you know someone or, you know, a friend of a friend or a grandmother or, you know, someone, it affects everyone in some way. So we're really excited about getting this second machine, and Daniel can talk about how many more patients we're going to be able to serve with the second machine.
Sure. This is,
you guys are doing great. I'm going to take a little break.
This is absolutely huge for this community, with the amount of people that have moved in, the increase in access, and this is access to really two different services. The first is screening mammography. That's huge. We're going to be able to get really close to doubling our screening capacity. But the other piece that is an essential part of screening is you have to follow those patients through the system. So if you need to get called back for additional views, to look at an area of interest, and then from there to possibly have a biopsy done in order to determine, you know, treatment or not, you have to be able to see those patients all the way through. And depending on radiologists, depending on protocols, usually between 15-25% of screening mammogram patients are called back. And right now we sit at about 18% as far as the amount of open slots for diagnostic that I have compared to screenings. So we're going to be able to increase that as well, which is really a pretty big deal, because there's a huge emotional aspect to waiting. especially for women who, whether it's between that screening and that diagnostic or between that diagnostic and that biopsy.
I could only imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so to be able to close those gaps and to offer shorter wait times, quicker results, faster turnaround all across the board. The other piece that I think is essential to understand of what this allows us to do is how we interact with our community. And so right now, if you're a lady, you go see your doctor and they send over an order to us, you call us, we get you on the schedule for your screening. That's going to change. What this will allow us to do is we'll actually have enough space in our schedule that we'll be able to be maintaining that community outreach. We'll be able to be coordinating a little closer with the ordering providers. We'll be able to be really that front line making contact on the screenings. We've always done that for the diagnostics, for the biopsies, for those more high risk, but we're going to be able to do that as an entirety within the system. And I think that really has or will have a large impact on the community health of Sandpoint.
Yeah, I can tell how passionate you are and excited about all of this. And I would just imagine that when you decided that diagnostic imaging was going to be, this is what you wanted to do, that technology has changed since that day to the present. What are you excited about down the road? What are you looking forward to in your world?
Funny, I was actually just talking to a couple radiologists and a couple technologists on this subject. And in healthcare itself, we're going to have some pretty large gaps in labor over the next 10, 15 years. And this is just nationally, there's no way around it. So how can we get more efficient to make sure that we can take care of our population while filling in the gaps in labor with something other than people? And really what that comes down to is artificial intelligence technology. And really right now radiology has always been kind of on the forefront of artificial intelligence. We use it in a couple different areas to help the machines be a little smarter with parameters, as well as to identify areas of interest for radiologists to take a look at. But really where you're going to see a large jump in the next 10, 15, 20 years is with clinical decision-making and some recommendations on actual decision-making versus just where to look. And that's going to really change the ball game for the efficiency for medicine, especially within the radiologist landscape.
Yeah. So well put. I put you on the spot on that. Kristen Carlson with BGH, you mentioned the fun run will happen again, the family fun run, probably September sometime.
September.
Next year.
It will be another 5K. Yeah, and it was really well received last year, so we're going to do it again. We'll have the kids component as well. Not sure what that will fund at this point, but that will happen again.
Clean now, of course, we talked about the Heart Ball this weekend, already sold out. You could still donate. But between this weekend and the fun run, is anything else going on?
Yes. There, you know, the exciting thing about sort of getting back to normal life is that we can bring some of these community events back that we've just had on hold for the last couple years. A few things that are still tentatively planned, but we're hoping are going to come back. This one is a little bit new. We're going to do another Healing Garden fundraiser in the spring, Mother's Day weekend. So keep an eye out for that. We're hoping to do, you know, some ways for kids to make gifts or plant flowers or do something for their mom, maybe a Mother's Day tea component and family photos. And so just some fun little things the Saturday before Mother's Day. We're hoping to do Sandpoint Safety Day again, which was, if you remember, it was Lost in the 50s weekend last year, where we did car seat checks, gave away some cribs, did some fun safety activities, had the fire department there. So right there in the health services building parking lot, we're hoping to do that again.
Right in the heart of Lost in the 50s.
Yeah, which was great. I mean, people walked in from the street, and it was really, really, really great community event. Another big one that I think is important is hospice has a kids grief camp that they've done for several years, and we've had to put that on hold for a few years. So we are, planning to have that in June. I don't know the exact date, but just some fun community events that we hope to bring back and really, you know, get back into the community. So we're excited.
That's great. It is exciting. This whole next year is exciting. If you want to learn more, you can go to bonnergeneral.org and find out, donate to the Heart Ball or whatever your passion is. Daniel Holland, Kristen Carlson from BGH, thanks for joining us. You guys always do a great job.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for having us.
We are going to take our second break. When we come back, another monthly visit with the folks from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. So stick around.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week, your neighborhood grocery outlet has a great deal on chicken that you won't want to miss. Stop by for Sanderson Farms boneless, skinless chicken breast fillets. Family packs are just $1.99 a pound. That's a savings of up to 60% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, try an on-the-go snack with Nature Valley granola bars. 12-count assorted varieties are just $2.99, a savings of up to 67%. Offers good through February 7th.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving. And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to
be here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
February, the dead of winter, and the time of the year when cabin fever sets in. So, what do you say about a little getaway? A spinning and winning getaway to the Kootenai Casino. This month, our guests can have fun with our Sunday through Thursday hot spins, play the Friday and Saturday super spins, and win a shot at a big old pile of cash. Need a great room? How about a $59 midweek room in our beautiful Kootenai Falls Lodge? Or upgrade to a midweek Riverview room for just $89. We'll have Hardy Casino Portion $13 lunch and dinner specials in Springs Restaurant. And our spa? Well, the spa is going overboard with a $79 express pedicure and scalp treatment and a $79 foot ritual and 50-minute massage. Book a spinning and winning getaway to the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Great games, great rooms, great food, and a spa visit like no other. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450. North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday, and our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Area Senior Center and the Daybreak Center. We have Brenda Curtis, the chef at the Senior Center, and Marie Reynolds from the Daybreak Center. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great to have you back. And Brenda, you weren't with us last month. I know you were out ill, but so welcome back. And what's happening at the Senior Center?
Well, thanks, Bob. First of all, we have to do a shout out to all of our volunteer drivers. We are just so blessed to have you.
So, do you
guys
still need more? Because this is what we were talking about a month ago.
You're right. I was segueing into that.
Okay.
We are looking for a Priest River route driver as soon as possible, and it's only every other Tuesday. I think they pick up like around 9:30, and it takes about an hour and a half or 2 hours. And so, if anybody's interested in that, we sure would appreciate it. Other things that are going on is our Valentine's Bingo. It's coming up February 11th. We're going to have a silent auction, raffle. We're also going to have a chili and cornbread lunch. And I think all that starts at noon. The lunch starts at noon. It's, I think, $5 a person. And then the bingo starts at 1. Also, the Sandpoint Area Senior Center website has been updated. Okay. I know people have been asking, and it is now current. Has all our events on there. And
yeah, I looked at it a month or so ago, and yeah, it was had some old info, but looking at it right now, it's great. It's you know, the newsletter's right there. It'll tell you everything you need to know, and you are now writing the cover story for the newsletter, at least this month you did.
Well, we have a chef's corner, we're going to call it. I think that's what we called it, yeah. The corner from the kitchen. And we're probably going to have a write-up in every newsletter. Okay. So we're just introducing ourselves on the front page for this one.
Well, good for you. That's good. It tells a little history of yourself, yeah. and how you got into cooking and becoming a chef and at the senior center. Anything new at the Daybreak Center?
Oh, no. Actually, I'm just calling out to the caregivers, you know, please think about this really hard. You need a break. You need a break. This is no joke at all. Some of these people are exhausted, mm-hmm. and they don't have help from anybody else, and they need a break so they can go home and take a nap or take a shower and just
rest. Or as we've talked about, go to a movie.
Go have lunch with their friend. Call us at Daybreak. We're there 5 days a week. Thank you. And the number there is 208-265-8127. And talk to us about community resources. We have ways to help you get there. Except for coming out and picking you up, I can't do anything better than that. Mm-hmm. We want to make it easy for you.
Yeah.
We want to make it so that you can bring the person you take care of, bring the person that you love, and take a little rest.
And trust me, the person you're taking care of, your loved one, is not going to feel like they're being put in time out. They're actually going to enjoy it.
Oh, no. We make it like a birthday party every day. Ice cream, cookies.
Wow.
So I've been baking cakes, lunches from the senior center, and they're so good. I have people that, oh, I don't really eat much. Scarf up the whole thing. And they're just like, this is fabulous. I go, I know. So please.
So it's really like an activity center.
Yeah, we do activities if they want to. If they don't, we just plug in some fun movies, and we have a few John Wayne addicts, and that's what they want right away. So we do that. And I'm haunting the thrift stores, finding old movies. And so it's a great place. And it's the people that bring their guests there or their loved ones, they are so thankful. They're so thankful because sometimes it's the only relief that they get.
Yeah. So to find out more about the Daybreak Center, what it all entails, requirements, hours, things like that, call Marie Reynolds at 265-8127. That's 265-8127. Or just stop by during the week when you're there, and she'd be happy to give you a tour and show you what all you can provide. That's wonderful.
I would love it. Thank you so much, Bob. Uh-huh.
And Brenda, back to the senior center itself, which is, of course, they're right adjacent to each other. Do you have anything special going on? Is there a casino trip or anything this month?
No, we do have the Roy Rogers. I can't say that. Roy Rogers and Dale Evans on Thursday, February 16th.
Them in person? I remember last month it was Dolly Parton.
Yep. And so what you come in is you come in and
how do you do this?
It's a miracle.
You know, Dolly Parton's getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and right there.
Wow.
Was that the Sandpoint Senior Center?
Yeah.
Actually, I have to explain. It was a Dolly Parton night or sing-along.
Sing-along. That's what it really is. So you come, you eat lunch, and then all of a sudden you hear Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, and you sing along and party down.
As they used to on their TV shows, I recall.
Oh, I know.
As a small child.
Yeah.
That's great. So when is that?
That is on Thursday, February 16th.
February 16th. Mm-hmm. So a lot going on. You have your, what did you call it? The Valentine's Bingo fundraiser on the 11th at noon with chili and cornbread. And the bingo mm-hmm. starts at 1, lunches at 11, you have art classes on Wednesdays at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Board games on Thursdays at 9. I hope everybody at home is writing this down. Library every other Wednesday. Bridges on Tuesdays. Bunko is Mondays. Mm-hmm. Cribbage on Thursdays. Fit and Fall Proof on Mondays and Thursdays at 3, and that's like an exercise class? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's for people who are afraid of falling, like me, so I'll be there.
Like me, yeah.
Like me.
If, I fell last
It's really, night, it's so. Like isometrics, balance, it's not for the faint-hearted, but you'll feel better, let me tell you. It's a really good program.
It's so important as you get older because you're bones are just naturally more mm-hmm. brittle, and like this time of year, and there's so much ice.
Yes.
You want to get in as good a shape as you can possibly do. And that is on Mondays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock. Is there a cost for that?
No cost.
Just show up?
Just a suggested donation.
Gotcha. So
that's all we go by, is mostly donations on some of this stuff.
And if EMTs are available, there's blood pressure checks. The guy has no blood. Blood pressure checks on Thursdays at 11. There's free chair massages by appointment on Wednesdays, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
The historic sing-along with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans is Thursday the 16th at noon. You have the old-time fiddler jam on the 25th at 3 o'clock. Tell us about that.
I believe it's a group that comes in that are all strings.
Yeah.
And
Dave Gunter, who a lot of you old-timer KPND listeners out there will remember, was Mr. Dave from KPND back in the 80s. Yeah, 80s. And Mr. Dave and Shelley Jean did the show together. Well, he was on this program, and they put together this group of the old-time fiddlers, and it's now, the largest old-time fiddlers group in the state, if not beyond. And they've made a thing about playing monthly at the library and then with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. It's wonderful music. So the old-time fiddler jam on the 25th at 3 o'clock, and the herbal night on Sunday, the 26th, herbal night, and that's not what some of you Rastafarians might think. It's you're learning about different herbs.
Botanicals and tinctures and how to make herbal remedies and just all kinds of things like that.
And as I mentioned, lots of board games and things of that nature. To find out more about the Sandpoint Area Seniors, easily go to sandpointareaseniors.org, sandpointareaseniors.org, 263-6860 is your phone number, if I recall. And can you just stop in, just show up sometime, like say you're new to town? And,
sure.
Because we had a board member on this program last month who said, that's what I did, and now I'm on the board.
Yeah. Come and eat lunch with us. Give us a call the day before. Tell us how many are coming, and come on down for lunch.
And then, again, explain to people how the lunch works as far as cost.
Okay. We serve lunch every day at 11:30, except Friday. And so anytime, Monday through Thursday, come on. If you are under 60, it's a suggested donation of $5.
Yeah.
And then over 60 is... No, it's $8 under and $5 over. That's what it is.
Both of them are well worth it.
Yep, and it's only a suggested donation.
So if you can't...
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, and so many seniors
you can be our guest
in that. And again, if you know anybody who's interested in doing the Meals on Wheels for Priest River area, it's very much needed, a driver, and it's not that big a commitment every other week for a few hours. And, you know, there's seniors, a lot of shut-ins in Priest River that... Mm-hmm. Really depend on that. So, again, 263-6860. Find out how you can join in that. And can you get on a email list or a mailing list for the newsletter? Do you know? I'm looking at
website.
It online, which
yeah.
is super easy. But
I'm not sure that answer.
Just call the senior center again, and I'm sure the receptionist can explain that to you if it don't have internet or what have you.
Yeah, definitely.
But Marie Reynolds from the Daybreak Center, Brenda Curtis, thanks for joining us once again this month. And I look forward to finding out what's happening at the Senior Center and the Daybreak Center in March. And we will see you guys in a month.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Great to see you.
We are going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll tell you what's happening at the Panada Theater here in the month of February, a very busy time at the Panada, and some big news there for you old-time rock and roll fans. So stick around.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Paid for by Invite Health. Guys, if you're over 40, it's time to talk about your prostate. Do you sometimes wake up in the night to use the bathroom? Feel like you need to go more than you used to? Or have a weaker stream? Have you experienced issues in the bedroom? It could be an enlarged prostate. One out of four men experience prostate issues by 40, and that number increases every year. If you want less trips to the bathroom, less waking up in the night, and improvement in the bedroom, call 800-410-1087 for your free bottle of Prostate HX. Prostate HX is powered by naturally sourced, clinically proven ingredients, giving you the prostate support you need to have less urge to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. We guarantee you'll love the results. Get your free bottle. Just call 800-410-1087 to find out how. Don't wait. This free bottle offer won't last long. Call 800-410-1087 right now for your free bottle offer. Call 800-410-1087. 800-410-1087.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. These statements and information are not a substitute for or alternative to seeking care from your healthcare providers.
Eleanor's diagnosis is acute myeloid leukemia.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Immediately when we got here, you get a nurse that walks around with you, like, for the first 3 days you're here to kind of give you the lay of the land and where to go. They know you're already drowning from the news that you're getting and why you're here, so they don't want you to have to figure stuff out by yourself. I know, like, you're here and you're not supposed to be happy or you're not supposed to smile, but it's hard not to when there's this giant community of strangers all working towards one goal. It doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter what they believe. They are all fighting to end childhood cancer, and I think that's something that should be celebrated.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here today, and usually in our third segment on our first Thursday of every month, we have someone from the historic Panada Theater with us, but their new director just started like yesterday, maybe even today. So I'm giving her a break. I want to thank the board president, Jim Healy, for joining us last month. That was fun having him on the show. Lots of fun things going on at the Panada here in the month of February. The Vintage Movie Second Wednesday, this next Wednesday, the 8th, is An Affair to Remember. So if you remember that film, it's the first time in a long, long time. It's going to be back on the big screen. And you can see that at the Panada coming up, and I'm really excited about this, and I know our engineer Pat is as well. On February the 11th, a week from tomorrow, My good friend Philip Kopczynski, who's been on this program a few times, he presents his second installment of the Comedy Avalanche, this one featuring dry bar comedian Travis Nelson. Check him out online at travisnelsoncomedy.com. He is hysterical. And these comedy shows have been selling out. So you know that will be, if you don't know much about Travis Nelson, just trust me, get your tickets at panda.org really, really soon. Diane Schur is presented by POAC coming up on the 17th. The next science on Saturdays, this one is Meat Science, like M-E-A-T. It's not like a dating site. It's a Meat Science with Phil Bass. And that's sponsored by Dyer. And that will be on February the 18th at 10 o'clock, science on Saturdays. There's winter one-act plays by the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater on the 18th at 4 and 7, that very same evening. There is the Global Cinema Cafe, sponsored by Ting, a movie called They Shall Not Grow Old, and that is February 19th at 2:30 and 6:30. The North Idaho Philharmonia presents European Postcards. That is on February 24th and 25th. North by Northwest will be the second Wednesday. That'll be back in March. So lots going on. Go to panda.org. And if you haven't heard one of music's all-time greats, Graham Nash. Now, this is unbelievable. Graham Nash is playing at our little historic Panda Theater. Yes, of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He was in The Hollies, if you're old enough to remember those hits from The Hollies, Hey Carrie Ann, and things like that. Graham Nash, most famous for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, of course, tremendous solo career. He will be performing at the Panda Theater on Friday, July 7th. He's actually celebrating his 81st birthday today. Graham Nash's birthday, 81 years old, and he's coming to the Pan, and I guess he's touring the country and playing only small-town theaters like the Panada. So it's really wonderful. So again, that is not until Friday, July the 7th, but here's the deal. You know it's going to sell out probably within an hour, and tickets go on sale tomorrow. Tickets for Graham Nash go on sale tomorrow. You maybe want to call the Panada today if you're not sure how that, if there's someplace to get them in person, or I know you can get them at panada.org, panada.org, but you're not going to want to miss Graham Nash at the Panada, and it'll be a sellout by this time tomorrow, so get your tickets as soon as you can. Anyway, I want to thank our guests here today, Kristen and Danielle from Bonner General Health, and I know they'll have a successful heart ball on Saturday, and Brenda and Marie, always welcome every month from the Sandpoint area seniors. But that's going to be it for me today. Oh, we've got Bulldog Girls basketball, playoff basketball starting next Wednesday right here on KSBT. I'll tell you more about that next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.